Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Welcome to Chad's World.
Welcome to Chad's World.
Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh with your favorite Bachelor villain.
Real stories,
real interviews.
In Chad's World, nothing's out of bounds.
Chatty Daddy is officially here on Podcast One.
So get ready and welcome to Chad's World.
All right, everybody, welcome to Chad's World. We're sitting here with Cheyenne Parker, cast of X on the Beach, on the show with me. So we're just going to chit-chat and shoot the shit. What's up, man?
Not much. Well, actually, that's not true at all. Yeah. A whole lot.
What all is going on? You seem like you got a lot on your mind.
I've got a lot of business stuff going on right now outside that house. There was a lot to tend to and a lot of fires to put out, ironically, after leaving Malibu. So, same way.
You get home and you're like 800 emails and like, your site's all messed up. This is all messed up.
Yeah, everything kind of falls by the wayside when you're out filming these things and you don't have access to there's no outside contact, no phone, no TV, no radio. I mean, music, I would have at least expected that, but.
Right.
This was my first time going into something of this kind of. This chaotic of a situation.
Because Fire Island, you kind of had like freedom to do whatever.
I was actually on Fire Island vacationing, and they were documenting it. So it was
It wasn't like this where they talked to you beforehand.
They did. There were certain scenarios that were obviously set up to get us to engage with each other, like a dinner. You guys are gonna go out. We're gonna follow you to this party, but we would have otherwise gone to those parties or had that dinner. But the thing was, when the cameras went off, we were still there. And had the ability to run all over the island, party, go, stay up all night, do whatever we wanted.
You guys could literally just like Uber anywhere, do whatever.
There's actually no cars on Fire Island. It's all boardwalks in a little strip of land outside of New York, and it's amazing.
It's actually an island.
It's an actual island. You take a ferry over to, so you're isolated. You can't really get off of it too easily late night or anything like that. So, we would film all night long sometimes, and they would follow us into some of these parties, and you don't want to really roll up with a camera crew and kind of blow everyone's.
We
did that. There was a lot of party fouls.
People just kind of like clear out like, whoa, hey.
Yeah, they weren't too pleased with that, but it was worth it because it hadn't been done before, and that's one of the reasons why I signed on to do the project, is they haven't documented that, and I had never been. So that was my first time.
That was the first TV?
Yeah, first time doing reality TV. Got a call for that from a friend of mine.
I don't know if you guys are loving it right now, but I'm having an amazing time. But I wanted to talk to you about something super important that every man needs to know about. It's called daming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, or trimming the Yeti, whatever you call it. It's about what time we talked about manscaping. So guys, you manscape, right? You know to keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guys to be manscaped. But you got to have the right tools for the jewels, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're going to look like a machete. So pop on over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidents, nicks, and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Order now to receive a manly toiletry bag, a $39 value, absolutely free. Just enter promo code ChadJohnson at manscaped.com. Once again, that is promo code ChadJohnson at manscaped.com.
So I went ahead and said no right off the bat. I was like, reality TV? I was like, this is just going to be, I mean, my personality for reality TV at the time, I didn't think was a match, but it turns out I was wrong because I've done it twice now and I kind of like it.
Get used to it after a while.
Yeah, I've gotten...
You feel like you're doing something important. Even if that something important is like taking some shots and flirting with somebody, you're like, this is very important moves I'm making right now.
Right, yeah. And there's always a bigger picture and a grander scheme of things. And I think exposure in this age of social media and whatnot and people running their businesses and stuff off these platforms... You know, reality TV for me was just like a natural next step. I just hadn't figured that out yet. So
yeah.
I enjoy the process. The filming and all that is great. X on the Beach, however, was probably one of the more challenging things because I was just not prepared for it.
Yeah, just being totally locked in?
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't like the dishes situation. The kitchen and the trying to fix food.
It was the hardest thing for me, honestly, I'll say, was it's not just sharing a space with, I think at one point we were up to like 28 people.
Yeah. We got way too many. Like, we were like, there's just too many.
The house is going to fall apart.
20 minutes of every day is like put into the show. And it's like, that's 1 minute of person.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And you know, that's not even going to happen.
Yeah. Let alone trying to get them to bring you a glass of wine or whatever. It's just too many cooks in the kitchen. And I just really, that was a lot, but trying to find the time to sleep and eat were the two biggest challenges for me.
Right.
Because if I wanted to sleep in, by the time I woke up, like to get a proper night's sleep, because everyone's screaming and howling and getting their camera time in until, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. And you can't...
You're up again at 6 or 7.
Yeah, and it just depending on the day, they choose...
You get up, you got to eat, and you got to work out. And you're like,
they choose you. There's no way to break into like a normal routine. And I'm so... Everything I do is built off of that routine. So my whole system was jilted, and that, you know, that made me a little aggressive. Probably very, very aggressive from what I've been watching. But yeah, if you wanted to eat, You were just not going to get any sleep.
I had
to get up in the morning to go down to the kitchen because if I slept in, I get down to the kitchen, all the food would be gone.
Yeah, that's terrible. There's like barely any meat and there's barely any eggs. I feel like the one thing too that sucked was like you had to choose between like, okay, do I want like my mind to be good today or my body? Because like either you can sleep in and like try to feel good or you can get up and work out, but like you have to choose. And then you get up and work out and your body looks good, but your brain's still like just fucking destroyed.
Yeah, you're toast. And then, you know, get to sit down and give them all you got and have all this energy. And it's really taxing on you physically and mentally. The social experiment itself is
it's
a great one because it forces you to interact with your fellow human. But unfortunately, it also forces you to act like an animal. So everyone, the combination of the two is just chaotic, especially everyone having the one thing in common is, you know, everyone's there to be on TV. So for what reason, reasoning behind that is for everyone, it's a little different. But it makes a very interesting dynamic. And I thought, shoot, man, like someone's going to die in here.
There's like, after a while you figure out like each person, like why they're here. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, they're there to scream. They're there to fight.
Or like,
there to
what is their tactic to getting the most attention they possibly can? I mean, I just witnessed myself stomping up the stairs and I can tell you this much.
That was great though. I love that.
I actually enjoyed that as well. But it's sad to say that it wasn't the first time or the last that I've done something like that. But, you know, my frustration levels were running so high and I had only gotten like 2 hours of sleep in 3 days. Like, it just was solid sleep like that uninterrupted, and it just made for the worst person. The monsters just
came out. Well, that was right after you had, like, hadn't you blown up? Or when did you throw the wine glass? You remember that?
I don't even know if that...
That's when you started, like, you had, like, a 10-day peak, I remember, like, where you were, like,
I maxed out. I think the first 8 days, I had 12 hours of total sleep, and I knew that I was going to just... lose all control. Yeah. And sure enough, just the slightest thing would set me off. And I don't know if it even made it to air, but there's definitely... well, I haven't seen it yet. I'm on the wine glass.
The wine glass?
Yeah.
I feel like it probably isn't going to make it.
There was a lot of producers in the room when that happened, so I don't know, but I definitely threw a fit and threw my throwing wine.
It was a red wine too, wasn't it? Because it was all over the back wall for like two weeks.
Yeah.
That's great. That is a good reminder. I was like, damn, people really are getting like tense up in here.
Yeah.
I kept it cool. I don't know how I...
You kept it cool. And I think we butted heads a few times because I was astonished at how well you were handling
it. I made you mad, but I never got mad.
Well, I think I was just frustrated that you could hang and I couldn't. And I was just like, honestly, just... There wasn't anything that didn't rub me the wrong way, you know?
Yeah.
Every morning was...
My way of, like, dealing with stress is to, like, mess with other people or, like, make myself laugh. Right. So I would just, like, be over there. You'd already be stressed. And I'd be like, hey, man, what's up? And just, like, fuck with you. And you would immediately, like, blow up.
Let's go poke the bear. Exactly.
Because if I'm thinking about, like, what I'm doing to you, I don't have to think about my own stress.
Right.
Like, take all of my stress. You deal with it.
Very easy target for you, Chad. Yeah. At any moment, I could have exploded, and I did a few times. Remember
when I threw the cards that one time? Or I don't know if that's aired yet or not going to air or anything.
I don't think that's aired yet, but it's going to probably.
You think so?
That'll probably make it. That's a pretty decent moment. Yeah,
we'll have to wait to talk about that one then.
You know what I don't, I really honestly, I love the process of filming that. It's just if there were a few tweaks here or there, I don't know. My question would that have altered the entire show? Like the way that if there were a few more levels of comfort for us, would we all be different people?
Like if it was just like a little, like I had a few more things. Like if you asked for a drink, they brought it immediately. We had an adequate amount of food.
Yeah. If those simple things were available, would we be a little less stressed and be different people? You know what I mean? I think a lot of the real craziness, which is X on the Beach, is because we were just so overwrought and
it's almost like it's like Survivor, but like Survivor within a mansion.
Yeah, like exactly. It was like a panic room, but just gigantic.
And it's like Survivor where they're like, you have everything, but you're like, yeah, but not the good stuff. It's like when you go to the epitome of that show is like when you go to the refrigerator and you look in it and it's like stacked with stuff, but you're like, there's nothing to eat.
Right.
Like that's the epitome of that show.
That's exactly what it was. Everything you can make nothing with.
Yeah.
Either that or it's just completely comprised of sodium.
Yeah.
I think I ate my weight in Hot Pockets, and I don't eat gluten, dairy,
I don't know how
sugars.
You stayed in shape. I don't know how everybody else did. I feel like I dropped like 15 pounds of muscle and gained fat.
I gained a lot of fat, but I mean, I'm a small guy, so it's
easier not to keep
up. Well, like towards the second half of it, filming, I just was like, dude, they want me to wear no shirt. I'm like, that's not
right.
That's not an option anymore. I have a uni-ab. This is not cool.
Uni-ab.
You know, because you want to work out. We had access to the gym, but it would be boiling hot outside, or I was just exhausted or too hungry to work out.
More hungover. Most time I was just hungover, so I was just shooting straight like beer right into my muscles.
Yeah,
it was like I can feel it.
The hangover was very real, but for me a constant.
Yeah,
that's why. I mean, watching myself on the show, a lot of the things I don't recall, and I'm like, oh dear. And I can just tell from, you know, I can hold my liquor, a lot of it in, but a lot of these scenes where I'm filming on green screen and whatnot, I'm like, Jesus, I was blacked out right there.
Yeah.
I can tell, like, I look completely blacked. And
it's crazy, but nobody else, like, only you can notice, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be watching myself, same thing, where you're like, I don't even remember that. But you're like, but I look normal, kind of.
Yeah, like, ooh, no, that's not me sober at all. And that's what led me to where I am right now. So today's day 21, no alcohol.
Day 21, no alcohol?
I'm doing
congrats.
I'm doing a 100-day, thank you, 100-day challenge. I do it every year on New Year's, but this year.
It's a quarter of a year. Missing out on the parties.
I've partied enough, Chad. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the funny thing is, like, probably two of the oldest people in that house.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I've seen and done enough where now I'm focused on business and I don't need
Same.
To do that. So.
Yeah, so you got your line Mason Parker, right? M-A-I-S-O-N Parker?
It's Maison Parker.
Maison.
Yeah,
oh.
It's okay.
It's, that's fancier.
It's a clever way to correct it and just say it twice. So, the brand is available online right now, but we haven't fully launched because I'm doing a lot of the work myself. And it's a very intricate process. I wanted to learn, you know, the back end of the website and learn Photoshop and learn all that stuff anyways. And this was a great way to force me to do those things. So I've just been kind of plugging away every day and focusing only on that.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you actually did, like, so a lot of the stuff I do, because I do a lot of, like, e-commerce and little things like that, but it's all, like, drop shipped.
Right.
Maybe I'll change, like, a design or something, but yours is, like, you went hardcore, like, full everything, like, involved in the manufacturing and design, and, like, you're at the actual facilities.
It's,
like, shit.
It's very, I'm myself very hands-on when it comes to these things, and I just honestly don't want a return. So, I mean, no one does. It's running an e-commerce site. And I want people to like the product. I want to put out quality. If my name is attached to it, so I'm not going to...
Yeah.
I don't have a sense for, like, you know, I could drop ship stuff if I wanted to, but it's just not... I don't want to. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I'm very, like, I'm doing so much stuff, and I want to do, like, I want one site selling volleyballs, and I want another site selling bicycles. Like, I want so many different things that I have to make it all basically automated.
Right, which is great for you, and I would eventually like to get to a place where I can do stuff like that, and I've got my company is Parker Design Group, and then under that is Maison Parker. So this is just my first go-around. This is my,
doing all
my little baby
stuff.
Project. So I'm sure down the road when we start making other brands and whatnot, I'll definitely be hitting you up for advice because I can't do it all myself.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at like knocking them out quick. But as far as like really doing what you're doing, which is like getting involved and really making it, like putting your heart and soul into like
it's
specific
been
products.
Crazy, Chad, like 14-hour days for the last now 10 days straight.
Yeah.
If I'm not doing something like this or promo interview, I'm at my computer.
Yeah, I saw that
all day long.
I feel like I'm the only one that notices. Like, I know that, like, when you're like, hey, I'm on my computer, like, and it shows like all your stuff sitting there and a few of your like prototypes, I'm like, this dude's been sitting there for like 9 hours.
Oh yeah,
like, because it's just like one 10-second clip that goes, and then it's you doing something else later, but I'm like, he's been there for fucking ever.
Yeah, I can't even pick up the phone. Like, there's no, that's the thing, is, you know, you're having too much fun, or you're way, way, way too busy, is when you can't pick up the phone to like, hey, document my little moments.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not, you're really, you don't even have that split second.
Because if you, especially when it comes to that online stuff, you take your mind away from it for like 10 seconds and all of a sudden you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, what was I doing?
Well, exactly.
Like, you lose like 30 minutes of work by taking your mind off of it for 1 minute.
So funny that you say that, because I was just telling my business partner last night, I'm like, honestly, like, I'm in a groove. I'm loading stuff onto the site. If we leave and run and go get food, I will totally forget how to do this and have to relearn it when I come back. It'll end up costing me.
Because you get
hour.
That move, like click left, right.
Yeah.
Left, right.
But, you get know, it all. There's so many intricate parts to the back end of a website and stuff that you just, if you don't stay in that mode, you easily lose it.
Yeah.
I'm not a graphic designer or anything like that, but I'm trying to teach myself. So
I was curious too. Is this the first time launching Maison Parker, or it looked like you had soft launched it before, but now you're bringing it back with some new stuff?
So the brand itself was available just shortly after Fire Island, and I started the company primarily to do custom furniture a couple years ago, and I had created a furniture collection at my house for my house, and that was documented, the process of it and all that, on Instagram. And I was asked to do a pop-up shop for Rejuvenation, like a home vintage lighting store and whatnot. And so that was kind of the way I was taking things. But then, you know, it was suggested, oh, why don't you use some of the sayings from the t-shirts, make something a little more accessible for your fans and whatever. And that point, I'm like, fans, like, I don't even really have my mind set to, like, that mode. It was in more of a creative place.
You forget that there are people that are just out there, like you and are just like, hey, if you say it's cool, it's cool.
Yeah, and so they're not going to buy a $5,000 sofa that I refurbished in my living room.
Yeah.
I had to create something that was for people that everyone could have access to. And honestly, I was doing that all myself then, but really alone. I didn't have a business partner or anything like that. And I got overwhelmed and I had to stop because it just took a lot out of me.
Yeah.
I ended up packing my bags and going to New York and just being like, deuces. I need a break. And oddly enough, running to New York is not...
I feel like, New York is like the not the place to go for chill.
Yeah, don't go there for chill.
I gotta get away from all the madness.
Yeah.
Let me just head to New York.
More madness. Yeah. Well, I do like to do things backwards all the time. So, so the brand itself, we had a t-shirt that did really well, and we're going to bring it back this summer. It's called New Day, New Rosé. And basically, I got accused of cheating on someone, and I happened to have Whispering Angel bottles stocked under my bed and just pulled one bottle out, cracked it open.
What's a Whispering Angel
it's
bottle?
It's a rosé.
Oh, it's a rosé.
Yeah. And I was asked on camera, what do you think about someone accusing you of cheating on your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, was this on our show?
No, this is on Fire Cruise. Island. And I just poured myself a glass and I was like, it's a new day. It's a new rosé. And I got a heads up from one of the producers. He's like, you need to print that shit and trademark it. I was like, well,
damn, I wish I got some heads up for that type of stuff, you know?
It was the only heads up I got, but it was a good one. And so I think we're going to bring that back for summer this year. It was a funny little thing. And then...
You thought about making like a wine line?
No, I have actually thought about that. It's just
it's pretty simple.
On deck for later. I've got to wrap my head around getting this first project done, and then I can move into other things.
Yeah, that's true. You can't do two things.
I bought the domain name. There's a landing page for it, the rose that like opens up. It's called newdayrosé.com. But nice. That's just sitting at bay, so hopefully one day. I have very little interest in that right now because I'm not drinking. So
yeah, that's true. It's hard to...
It's a tough one, yeah. But we are doing a trans equality campaign. So transgender equality is very important right now, as there's a lot of stuff going on in our political system that's affecting that part of the LGBT community. So we're launching a t-shirt, hoodie, and hat that will give a portion of proceeds to the transgender programs through either GLAAD or the LGBT Center. I'm waiting on confirmation. It's a little tricky getting
confirmation that you can even give to them.
Even giving people money is
I don't know.
it's a little challenging. So you've got to do it all right. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense, though. If they were like receiving money from someplace, then they'd have to like vet it.
Yeah. It has to all be, you know, nailed down tight and whatnot. So, but it's going to be great. And, that'll probably be middle of Feb that we get that out and rolling and whatnot. So we can raise awareness.
There we go. Yeah. I've actually been reading. There's a lot of statistics online and stuff about like, what is it, like transgender? There's like a 50 or 100% more chance of having like difficulties with homelessness or something like that. All types of stuff that it's like, whoa, I didn't know the numbers on that situation.
It's
like,
crazy. Honestly, it has been, what inspired me to do this was, you know, I mean, as being a gay man myself, I was sitting at the GLAAD Awards a couple of years ago, and Patricia Arquette gave a speech about her sister who had just passed, Alexis Arquette, who was transgendered. And the impact that she had on me with this very, very, very heartfelt speech about being transgendered and visibility and, you know, just human rights in general, I kind of activated my brain. I'm like, well, I have this platform that, you know, I get written messages all the time from people that need advice or want advice from me for, you know, coming out or this or that. And, you know, some of it I can't
that's get. That's kind of like hard to.
Yeah, it's very hard to do that. So I can't be I don't want to be held responsible if I tell someone to do something and, you know, if their family disowns them or I'm not a therapist. I just can't do it. But what I can do is use that, you know, my following
to like direct them to the right place.
Just use the voice for a greater cause and bring awareness and visibility to a part of the community that otherwise is, you know, lacking in that. So I think with this t-shirt program, we're going to get a lot more visibility. The shirts say, I'm not gay, I'm not straight, I'm not lesbian, I'm not bisexual, I'm not transgendered, we're all human. And then...
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen your prototype of that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool looking shirt.
Humanity is Makes my sense, race, though. Love is my religion, change is my decision. So we'll try and incorporate that into just an overall message for the brand. Get love and light out there in the world. It's a lot of darkness right now. But yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be really cool.
I'll definitely
be sending you some swag.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot out some of that sweet swag.
Yeah. I'll get you some bro stuff, too, for the gym.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah, I haven't chosen a cause or anything from any of my stuff. My cause was just like, all right, well, you wanted some stuff. Here's some stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not, it doesn't, not everyone has to do something for a cause. I'm a firm believer in business and being a businessman. You are very good at what you do. So I'm sure eventually you'll figure that out once you get everything ironed down.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the last episode of X on the Beach. That was kind of that's pretty much like, that was the big, when big things really started happening, right? Because, I mean, Murray had got there and you were super stoked.
I think the last episode that involved me majorly was the one right before this last one. This last one, I think, was Jay's episode.
No, that's true. I thought the fight with Murray and Corey was kind of like, because to me, I'm the same way. Like, if somebody's ex came in, when I watched that shit, I was like, damn, like, I totally get where he's coming from. Because it's like, you were like, I'm going to bed. And they were like, go. And then, like, why is he upset? It's like, bro, he's dating you. Like, go to bed. Like,
that's the thing, is I want, if you're the principle of being there for me and then not being there for me
right
is just it's was a little mind-boggling, and I needed to get rest so that I could be fresh for the next day. You know, people are aware of this, and then disregarding those feelings and choosing to speak to someone else, especially in that house, it creates a lot of chaos in your brain. You're like, what is this person shifting on me now? Because like, when you get your person in the house, that's your
person. That's, you want to know, they're person. Yours.
That's your buddy. You're like, this is.
You see him having fun with somebody else, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, hold up.
Only safety zone that you have. So you're just kind of like, you get really paranoid and you get really, really strung out. I mean, at least I did. I was just not interested in watching Murray talk to Corey at all. Made me very nervous, but
I wouldn't have liked that. I don't know. I didn't like watching that either, because it was just like, they're just too comfortable. And even if there was like nothing there, it was still like, damn, man. Like,
well, my mind started racing. I'm like, if shit goes south, then I'm going to be a completely different person, and they're going to get it all on camera.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, the worry that I was going to be my highlight reel from this show me just knocking somebody out was not something
that I
wanted.
Yeah, just losing it all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was already at the end of my rope, and then there was like a match, and someone just gently.
I feel like on those two, like when you're going through emotions and shit, like when you're dating somebody and then you get like hurt, it's like with us, when we're on camera, we don't know how to react, so we just like lash out in anger. It's like, my emotions are hurt. Someone's going to get knocked out.
Yeah.
Give me a reason.
Communication goes right down the rabbit hole, and I think that was, you know, knowing that there's a camera left, camera right, and I'm just sitting there wanted to hear, okay, come to bed. You know what I mean? Don't make me explain what is going on when you know, because now, you know, it just made you get really inside your head, and instead of...
And you feel like they're trying to make you look stupid. If they're trying to make... Like, they might not even be thinking about it, but you feel like they're trying to make you look stupid, and then you kind of, like, everything just... It's that amped up, like, okay, you're going to do that? Okay.
You're very defensive the whole time. I feel like everyone's kind of on guard for, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, a few people were. Some people were not prepared.
Yeah, some people was just...
For... Not at all. I mean, like, I wasn't prepared to the degree that I needed to be. I think I could have done a lot better, but there were some people just completely blindsided by being there.
Yeah. I did pretty good at, like, anger. I didn't really get that angry that often.
Oh, I mean, there was a time where I thought for sure you were going to whoop my ass, and I lucked out.
I was, like, upset, but I was at the same time, I was like, damn, but we just had, like, a major, like, misunderstanding. Yeah. And so, like, I'd be pissed if I was him, too. That's right. My problem is, like, I understand things from both people's point of view, so I'm like, I can't get too mad all the time.
Right.
Like,
you were very good at that, too. I mean, any time that I remember the couple times you pulled me aside after any kind of altercation or misunderstanding and been like, hey, dude, like, we're all here together. I'm sorry if I this and that. And I really appreciated that because everyone else was just kind of looking for that. Whereas you and I just,
we would fight and like 12 hours later be like, we good, man? Like,
I mean,
my bad.
We really didn't care. It just was my own chaotic world that was being poked by yours.
Yeah.
It just the two personalities in that situation,
like two solar systems,
they work perfectly
battling.
Yeah, they work perfectly fine outside of that house, but that just was a whole chaotic moment that I could not avoid.
I liked how you had your fight with Farrah, and I was like, you don't speak to a girl like that. And the very next day, I did the exact same shit.
Yeah, I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like, come on, dude. She deserves this.
Malcolm got me pumped up. Malcolm was like, yeah, man, he shouldn't be talking to girls like that. And I was like, well, there's nothing else going on. I was like, all right. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, you can't talk to girls like that. And then the next day, I did the exact same shit.
I could smell it from a mile away. I'm like, you guys need to just get out of this scene right now.
I got in once I couldn't get out. Like halfway through, that's when I was like, your stupid backpack.
That's where we got it's Gucci, bitch.
I know, that was the greatest.
So I'll have to thank you for that one.
Yeah, they cut out the part where the next day I was like, hey man, I just bought a leather backpack too. It's really convenient.
Yeah. I really wish that I was like, no, do you know what's funny? I was telling my friend the other day, I was telling him that you did that, and why they didn't
hear
that?
It's waterproof. It's convenient. That's why I saw your backpack. I was like, I'm gonna give him shit for that. But the thing is, like, I just fucking bought one too. So, but I can't think of anything else going on right now.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you gotta get creative in the house. And Farrah, I mean, there was anyone that wanted to defend her in that moment. I was just like, you guys are out of your minds. And also, I stand by what I said. You know, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. I wasn't speaking about her as a mother or.
That's what people said. They were like, he brought her daughter into it. It's like, that wasn't about your daughter.
I didn't really bring her daughter into it. I spoke, you know.
Your motherhood, maybe.
Hey,
it's about you.
I said, at least I didn't have to birth a child from, you know, my loins to be on national TV or for ratings, whatever. But honestly, when she did Teen Mom, wasn't she pregnant?
I think so, right?
So that's how you got on TV, right? Having a kid.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, I bought a car when I was 16. Why didn't they fucking make a show about Chad owns a car? Like,
that was great, too. Chad's 16 and just bought a car.
Yeah.
That's literally the title of the show.
Yeah, she lost it when you did that because it was like she didn't really. Then she pulled the cry card. You know what I mean? Like when you run out of things to do or run out of like things, like you just pull the cry card and then like, oh, okay, now I look like a dick. Oh.
Which I don't know if that. I mean, I'm pretty sure. This is the thing, Chad. I didn't know who anybody was going into this. Like, I had no clue. So, and I don't watch, oddly enough, I don't watch TV a lot. I mean, now Netflix is a thing, but I hadn't been watching or keeping up with Survivor, Bachelor, Big Brother. I've never even seen Big Brother. So, all of this was new to me, and these people were just people, and I didn't have any preconceived notion of their personalities. I had to figure it out as I went along. But right off the bat, I was like, you are being super extra, and I'm not going to be able to tolerate this. Like,
that first day, because the first day kind of like wrecked it for me.
Everything.
She slid into my DMs before. We were like, we were going back and forth. So I was like, okay, all right, I know this girl. What's up? But then she was like, I don't want to be here.
All right. I think she thought she was there for her own show.
Yeah, that's true. I'd be probably pretty pissed, too. Looking back, that makes like a lot more sense now.
Well, I could see how she could be convinced of that easily by...
They played her
by
hard.
By producers.
Like, they got her hard.
Those producers were on their shit. They knew exactly how to run that operation. I thought it was... Now, watching it, it was done really well.
Yeah.
Given the fact that, you know... They had to basically herd cats all day long. We were not the easiest bunch.
And we're just running everywhere. Smokes, drinks, give me smokes. And like, fucking get back in there.
Anything to just not be doing what we were paid to do.
It's like we were like cattle, and we just kept leaving the cattle range.
Everyone's like, I'm
looking for liquor.
We all forgot that this is a job. Like, yeah, I'm getting paid to get wasted.
Yeah, it was weird to like look over, like you're like wasted and having to smoke and dancing with like somebody, and then you look over and there's like 30 people on the sideline. Like, oh shit. Oh, wait.
You can easily... Well, that's exactly... It's designed for you to
like forget about that. Yeah,
lose track of that. So that way, you know, the good, the
works,
good stuff
for
comes
sure.
out. You just get used to it after a while. And we were there for 5 weeks. I mean, after week one, the camera was normal to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It just kind of fades into the background.
Yeah, and if there wasn't one shoved in your face, there was one in the corner of the ceiling following you around the room, too. So you didn't... The privacy in that house was minimal. I was...
Seriously, like minimal. Like maybe like the big upstairs bathroom. I mean, the bathrooms, I guess.
Just the toilet.
But even the toilet, the cameras could still see into the bathrooms from angles.
Yeah.
So it was like shit. Like...
You had nowhere to hide.
I remember people kept talking about, like, oh, I found a dark spot, like, where the cameras can... I don't know. I think it was, like, Nicole or somebody. Wow. Somebody was, like looking for that shit. And I'm like, what are you looking for it for? Like, what are you doing in the non-videoed areas?
Yeah,
like,
maybe that was Jose.
Maybe so.
Jose and Rob. Although, I don't think that they had a problem just putting it all out there for everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, on to the next subject, then. I'm so sick of hearing about... all this like Twitter war is going on, people being immature and going on there and just, you know, poking and prodding other people for just to get a rise out of them, and then also for attention, because what, you filmed a reality TV show, now you need to go on and be completely negative jerk online so that way everyone else, you know, you're not doing a great job of representing your age group or, you know, the demographic that is this show. There's people on there just tearing people apart for no reason.
And it's, and I feel like they're catering to no matter how many fan people you have, like, watching you or whatever, you're catering to, like, 3 or 4 super fans that are just, like, in your DMs, like, yeah, blast him,
right.
Blaster.
Mind you, these people are still in high school, so what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you're, like, this
it
is
doesn't
not,
even matter.
It's
like,
not a good look on you.
You know, it's like there's, you've got hundreds of thousands of fans from other shit where they, like, just like you for you, and all of a sudden you're catering to, like, 2 or 3 people that have something to say in regards to, like, something that happened on this show, and so you're like, ooh, I'm gonna go blast this person now, because fucking little KK from fucking from Miami,
middle of America,
yeah,
no idea.
KK from Kansas,
yeah,
it's a 12-year-old girl. Like, get lay into him, sis.
She's probably like studying school at home, like on homeschooling, and it just has nothing better to do.
Yeah.
And you can't feed into that stuff because it's just not a good. It's just so immature.
I don't know why they're doing it. And it's like annoying to look at, too. They never even say anything that interesting either. Maybe it's just not that interesting to me, but I'm always like reading the tweets that they're going back and forth. And it's always like vague shit talk versus like,
right.
It's just vague.
How like, about you? Like,
you're shitty. Nah, you're shitty.
Do something constructive with your life. Yeah. I have to set a timer to remind me to go on Twitter.
Like, yeah. Did you get your likes today?
Yeah.
Did you
do it for the likes.
Do it for the likes. I hope I make your followers happy.
Yeah. I mean, there's other ways to please people, and I think spreading message of positivity is really where it's at.
That's true. It's kind of hard when people start talking about you, though, and you want to hit back, but then you're like, but why? Like, why? Because half the time I've done that, like, when I do, like, an Instagram Live or something, my like, 99% of my fans are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, who are you talking shit about? Why? Like, I don't even know this person. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like,
people want to enjoy you and the full, your best self, and your best self isn't someone that's like, woe is me, someone doesn't like my haircut or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or
this person from the show actually said this.
Right.
And it's like 3 people are like, what? Oh, my God. Like, you just pissed off 100,000 people, but you just made like 3 little 12-year-olds happy.
Sorry, guys. That's not reality.
Yeah. And it's like, we're just going to keep living.
Right. Exactly.
Well, shit. All right, man. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Absolutely,
bro. Yeah. We'll have to hit up the gym sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Chetty's guns are out.
They are
blazing.
Yeah. Working on getting the bag.
Man.
Well, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
Well, all right. Shit.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Chad's World on Podcast One. Listen and download at PodcastOne.com and the Podcast One app. And subscribe at Apple Podcasts. New episodes of Chad's World every Thursday here on Podcast One.
ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do the things like lock the doors or set the thermostat when you leave. Even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. Visit ADT.com/podcasts to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.